Zog the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom.
Omar le Rav Yosef, le Rav Yosef, Brei de Rabbe. Rav Yosef told Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbe, meaning two Rav Yosef. One was the son of Rabbe. So Rav Yosef told Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbe. Avucha, your father Rabbe, b'mai zohir tvei. What was he more careful about? Omar le betzitzis. He was more careful, because Mara said before, that tasily, I should get schar for wearing tzitzis the whole time without going dal rams without it, or wearing tefillin without it. So he said, what was your father more careful about, tzitzis or tefillin? Omelet tzitzis. Yom echad, one day, have a kasolik bedagi, was going on a ladder. Ifskele chuta, one of the threads of the tzitzis ripped. Lenochis, for also, he did not want to go down from the ladder. Kam de loy rame, until they brought something to be misakin, they brought another string, until they were misakin it. They were misakin that one string. Now, obviously it's not tasav loyman also because it's kosher without it. Like the Sfasemis points out, that's why this was a special chumah, that it was machmir, because it sits with one chut out of the eight is missing is kosher. Seven strings is kosher. So it's not tasav loyman also, and that's why it's a chumah, it's not medina, but he didn't want to move, he didn't want to go without having it properly on. I should get schar for what? When I see a Talmud Chacham, the Sholem Mesichta, that he finishes a Mesichta, so Gashi Shegosa, they learned Girsa, Avidne Yoy Metavel Rabbonon. I make a Yontif for the Chachomim. That means even those that did not learn, participation in a Siyum is a Simcha. A famous Yamshel Shloimeh in Perek Merubim in Bava Kama, he says the Sudas Mitzvah. In addition, Rashi says, Avidne Yoy Metavel Rabbonon, the Talmidim, for the Talmidim, Rosh Yeshiva Hoyo. Bleib Guvitz was medayik from here. Bosa Rosh Yeshiva, someone who is besimcha mit the Talmidim's accomplishments. Nicht a Rosh Yeshiva, nicht nur einer was gab dashir. He's besimcha that he makes a yom etava for the ganze chachomim because thus he's happy with the Talmidim's accomplishments. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rove Teisili. I should get tzchar for what? B'chiyosa tzum rabbonon lekamoy ledina. When the Talmud Chacham comes to me for a din Torah, he was a dayan. Le mezigna le reisha besadya. I did not put my head on a pillow. Kam de le mapichna beschusei. Until I find a way to be mezakeh him. Now it doesn't mean obviously shaloi kedin. Obviously be kedin. But I'm going to mutcher to make sure and to work on all the tzadim of the halacha to mehapach the din for him. Zog de gemara. Rav Ashi said, when the Talmud Chacham comes to the interview by me, I pass it myself. Why? My timer, the chovah like gufoi. It's like gufoi. It's like ein adam roich nige atzmoi. It's I'm a korve to atzmoi. So Talmud Chacham by me is so close to me, so it's like myself. Zog the moga. Reb Chanina miyatev koi yapani demal shabbat. Reb Chanina was miyatev himself with the talis on erev Shabbos. Oman, he said, before Kabbalah Shabbos, boy, even Nate Salika Shabbos Amalka, Hamalka, let's go greet Shabbos Amalka. Rabbi Yanai Lovish, Kabbalim used to go to the forest in Svasan. The Gemara, Rabbi Yanai Lovish, Mane, he put on his clothing, Maila Shabbat, Oma, Boykala, Boykala. This is Taka, the Noik say, Boykala, Boykala, Boykala Shabbos Malkasa, the two good stories in the Gemara. Now, that's why we Taka turn our face in Shul towards the outside, the exit, Ma'ariv, as if we're greeting the Kala, chose a Chavivus. Mm-hmm. Kala is also a Lashon of a Chibur of the Maral. Like a Kala is Mechubur to you. That's how we Mechabur ourselves to the Ebeshah, to Shabbos. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Barav Huna, Ikle Vei Rabbi Barav Nachman, Kevele Tlas Savi Tachvei. He had Tachmitz of Gashi Kikin. He had third Tlas Savi Tache. He had pancakes, the Kikin, Tachin Penein Beshumon, Alya, in the oil of a fat, of an Alya, or Beshemon oil. He had fatty pancakes, Chvoid Shabbos. Now, if it's possible, but kissing pass is not supposed to be fleishiks, but it was nikkur, obviously. It's like a hecker, like it says in your day, the hecker, there is no problem of having milk or fleishik bread. So he had tlas savi tachye, omalei. So what happened was, again, Rabbi Ravuna came to the house of Rabbi Rav Nachman. Kevelei, he brought him tlas savi tachi.
So he said, wow, what an honor, all for me. Omer le miyav yedisin da'asina, how did you know I was coming? Omer le, so he told him, miyadif elon mino, you're not more choshev than Shabbos. I didn't do it for you, I did it for Kavod Shabbos. You happen to enter now, so I didn't know you were coming. So it's all chelik of Kavod Shabbos. Abba zovan betleser astira pshita. He went and he bought from 13 astira pshita bisra betleser tafra. Meaning, he wanted to be toyim on Shabbos 13 types of cuts of meat from 13 butchers. Rashi lady says it's a guzman when it's a 13. Umashlem le atzinura de dosha. Before he came, Rashi has two pshatim over here. Either before he came to the stores, he told them, quickly, I need this hastily. V'omalu, Ashur. Ashur means he was hasting them to move on quickly because it's Chvod Shabbos. And he wanted to go to every butcher and get a different cut. Another Peshad Rashi says that this he said in his own home. When he brought the first one, he said, quickly here, I'm coming to bring the next. So he went back and forth and he brought different cuts, all for Oinik Shabbos. V'omalu, and he said to the Shamoshim that were working, Ashur hay, Ashur hayo. Meaning, be mechazik yourself quickly, hastily, and do this quickly. Rabavohu Avi Yosef atakza deshina. Rabavohu was sitting on a special Zakashi Shane, a pashtudel shel Shane, shechoshu v'oshir. He was sitting on a ivory stool. He was very wealthy. And he sat on this ivory chair, umoshev nura, and he was menapech the fire chavit Shabbos. Rav Anan Levish Gundo. Rav Anan put on a type of apron. So Rashi Klishocher, not the nicest one. When he was cooking Lechvod Shabbos, the Tvon of Rabbi Shmuel, because Mishabish Ben Keter LeRabbi, Al Yimzak Ben Kois LeRabbi. You don't want to use the same clothing for the Mezigas HaKois when you're cooking, like we had before in the Gemara. The Koyanim changed the Begodim for Dishna Mizbeach. Samir also. Each one did their own way of being Mechabit Shabbos. He sat in the Choshev chair. He was an usher. He went and he worked in the kitchen. And he was Mevashel L'Kadega. Zok the Gemara, Rav Safra, famous Gemara, Rav Safra Machich Reisha. He singed the head of an oxen in order to... Rashi, my Rosh Behemah, Lichoch Mechachoy Ba'atzma. He did it himself. He didn't rely on others to do it. He himself did Lefoy Shabbos. Chove Malach Shibuta. Chove salted the fish. Chav Huna Madlik Shaga. He started lighting the candles. Chav Papa Godel Psilta. He made the wicks ready to be used for Hadlokas Nes Shabbos. Chav Chizda Porim Silka. He cut the silka, the leek. He cut it himself. He cut the vegetables. Rabbi Rav Yosef Metzalcha Tziva. They cut wood. Reb Zera Metzatzis Tzisusei. He lit the twigs all for Shabbos. Zagdrashi Metzis Ur Beitzim Dakim. Twigs. This is all for Adlokas Neir, for Chvod Shabbos. That's Taka the Indian, that a husband should help out in starting off the Adlokas Neir Shabbos. But the point we see over here, the Tur brings this. All these mices of the great Amoraim, they themselves would did Chvod Shabbos. They didn't rely on someone else. Why didn't he rely on someone else? Zok the Sharetzi in a big yisoid, he says, "I l'chayda mevatel Torah." Why are they doing this themselves? Teretz says, "Amol yav a mitzvah shabagufoy. We mitzvah boy yoisim bishluchay. Mitzvah shabagufoy. You can't even do through a shliach. It's a mitzvah shabagufoy. You have to do yourself. That's why they did it themselves." The Torah says, and Mishmura brings a person soon and say, "Al yom ezeu kvoydoy." It's not my covet. We do find v'salamto. So what's the pshat over here that they did it themselves? So the Prima Godim says, big aside. He says that there's a psur salamto. If it's not nicker, recognizable, they're doing l'shem mitzvah. Over here, when it's recognizable, they're doing it for the mitzvah of Shabbos, zeu kvoidoy, that's the biggest covet. When is a psur salamto? I don't know, I'm not taking, nobody knows you're going into the place that not bechovedik for you to be meshav and aveda. So zok ven lichvoid is potter. But when it's l'shem mitzvah, when it's nikkur l'shem mitzvah, that is the covet. That's why Talmud Chochem is Adar Rabbi, is Oisik in Shabbos himself and other things. He does things. If it's a mitzvah, then that's not a ptur of en lichvoid. Zok di gemara. Rav Nachum by Yitzchok mekatev ayol, mekatev nofik. He carried things on Erev Shabbos. with all types of packages that he needed on his shoulder, in and out, working, ga'albet for Shabbos. Omar, ilu meklin li, Rabbi Ami Ravasi, I'm hosting Rabbi Ami and Ravasi, if they come to my home, milo mechatvina kamayu, I wouldn't be schlepping things in and out for them. So Shabbos is not worse than that. Rabbi Ami Ravasi, the ones who were mekatev ayil, mekatev nafki. Amri, they said, ilu iklin long Rabbi Yechilon, if Rabbi Yechilon were beer, milo mechatvina kamay. So k'mal yoysu meke Shabbos, famous Meiser, Yosef Moikah Shabbahavo. He was Moikah Shabbos, anything, even was an Oliv Evian, whatever he bought, was Chavit Shabbos. Hava Haunochi, Yosef Moikah Shabbah, Hava Haunochi B'Shevusei. There was a guy in his neighborhood, Tavanofish Nachsei Tuva, he was very wealthy. Amalei, the stargazers told him, Amalei Kaldoi, Kula Nichse Yosef Moikah Shabbah Ochelu. Yosef Moikah Shabbos is going to inherit all your nechosim. So he was very nervous. He was very wealthy. So also Zavnina Lekula Nichse, he sold everything and he bought Zavambu Maganisa. He bought one very, very expensive. He bought a piece of jewelry, a diamond, a pearl. Oisvei Besaine, he wanted to keep it under his watch. So he kept it close to him. He sewed it under his hat. Behadi de Ko'oval Mavro, when he passed over a bridge, over the Nahar, over the river, Afrechei Zika, so a wind came and blew, Shadi Bemaya threw his hat off into the river, in the water with the diamond in there, the Gansan Chosim, Balei Kivra, the fish swallowed it, Askua, so the fishermen caught it, Aisa Apanya de Malei Shabbato, they brought it Erev Shabbos to the fish market. Amri, they said, who's going to buy a fish so late in the day? Bal Shkia, Bal Shabbos. Amri, man Zovin, who's going to buy it? Kihashta, at this time. Amri Lu, so they told him, they told the fisherman, Zilu Amtir Legabi Yosef Moikah Shabbah, the Rogad Zovin, go to Yosef Moikah Shabbos, he'll buy anything for Chvod Shabbos. You tell him, fish by Shabbos, he'll buy it. Amtuye, Nehale, they went to him, Zavne, he bought the fish. Kare, he tore it open. Ashkech Be Maganisa, he found a beautiful diamond in there, a pearl. Zavne, he sold it, Betleisar Elisa de Dinre de Dahava, with 13, Tais says Elisa are measurements of gold coins. Rashi says, it's Leser Elisa. Rashi says, Aliois, 13 storage homes of gold filled up from this diamond. Zogt Rashi, Guzma Ba'almuhu. The point is, very, very wealthy. Became a multimillionaire. Wow. And then Rashi says that whenever it says the word Leser, it's really a Guzma. That's why the Gemara before said 13 butchers is also, Kedla'el is also really a Guzma. But the point is, he became very wealthy from Yosef Moikah Shabbos. Zogt Gemara, Pogabah Usova. Either Sov is usually Eliyahu Novi, but an elder person met him. Omar, he said, Mandi Yosef Shabbato. Someone who's Mechabit Shabbos, Pagay Shabbato. Shabbos pays him back. You were malva money for Shabbos, Shabbos paid you back. Kifle Kiflayim. Zog ma Mori Rav, Boimene Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Ashirim Shabbat Yitzchol B'mayin Zoichin. The rich people in Eitzol, how are they Zoicha to be wealthy? Zog Gemara, Omar Lebi Shul Shema Asrin, they take off Maisa. Shenema Asel to Asel. Asel take off Maisa, Bishvil Shetis Asher. And for Chanunin of his eyes, a lot of give Maisa and test the Ebishter. Zog Gemara, Sheba Bovel. And the Yavitz explains, in Bovel there is no Maisa Dogon. And from here is a Raya that the Asel to Asel, Bishvil Shetis Asher, is going on Maisa Dogon. It's not going on Maisa Ksofim. But Sofim is the Rabbonon. Zog the Yavitz. But in Bovel they don't have it. So how do they miss Ashrim? Other countries that don't have Talmid Chomim, like in Bovel. How does Zeicha for Aser Bishul Shatis Asher? Omele Bishul Shemechabnitz Shabbos, they mechabit the Helig Shabbos. Domer Reb Chiba Rabba, Pamachas Nisarachti Yitzhah Balabais Belutkir. I was in Arayach by Balabais in Lutkir. They have Yilafon of Shulchan Shalzov, they brought him a golden table. Masui, Shisha Osa Bnei Odom, 16 people had to carry this golden table. Vishesh Esrei, Shalshaloi Shal Kesef Kvuzboi, 16 chains of Kesef, Vikoris, Vikois, Vikitonius, Vislukios, all types of cups and plates, Kvuzboi. For all of Komini Michael, all types of food items, Komini Megodim, and sweets, Ubisomim, Shemenichin Oiso, when he placed it down, Omrim, Lashema Otsum Loyer, the Abish owns everything. When he removed the table, Silukashulchan, Omrim, Hashemaim, Shemaim Lashem, Vogs of Salam Neodom. And like the Gemara in Brochas, Tosin Brochas Lamed Hei says, it's between on the side, that after Brocha, then your person is zeicher to oretz osaf nei adam before the bracha. Then it's not yours; it's all the Eibishter's. Amateloi b'ni b'mazach chisal kach. How are you zeicher this wealth? Amali katzva yisi. I used to be a butcher. Umikom behemish. I said noya any good cut of meat. Amati zutei l'shabbos. It should be l'chvay shabbos. Amateloi ashrecha shezach chisal. You are zeicher uborach hamakom shezikach l'kach. That was mezakki you to this. Zok the gemara. Amalei kesel Rabbi Shuben Chananya. The case of the Shuben Chananya, b'pnei ma tavshel Shabbos reicha noidev. How is it that this food of Shabbos has such a sweet and good smelling aroma? What's the smell that it's so good? Zok the Gemara, Omaloi, tavle nechad, we have a special spice, yesh lanu, v'shabbos moi. The name of the spice is called Shabbos. She'enu matilin l'teichoi, she'enu matilin l'teichoi, that we put inside our foods. V'reicha noidev, and has a good smell. Omaloi, so the case that told him, tein lanu emenu, could I have some of that spice? Omaloi, call him a Shabbos a Shabbos. There was heat the Shabbos. Moilo, then it helps. Vishenim a Shabbos a Shabbos. In Shuldik, if you don't keep Shabbos, it's not going to help. It's not going to smell good. Eina moiloi. Omal reish kalusa le Rav Amnuna. Shalusa told Rav Amnuna, Maidich Siv, state in the Pasuk, Bila Kodesh Hashem Mechubot. The Pasuk starts off, Im Toshi Mishabbos Raglecho, Asayis Chavtecho B'yoyim Kochi. That's referring to Shabbos. Because of the Shabbos Oynik, Shabbos is an Oynik. L'Kodesh Hashem Mechubot. Kedosh Hashem is mechubed. What's that referring to? It's not going to Shabbos. Shabbos, we said, is oynik. What's mechubed? V'kibaratoi. What is that going on? Zok demov l'kedosh Hashem mechubed. Omalei zeh yoyim ha-kipurim. Oh, we're holding now 2 days for Yom Kippur. Zeh yoyim ha-kipurim. She'en bo lo yachilu v'lo shtia. There's no food and drink. Shabbos yom ha'anik b'ay yachilu v'shtia. That's oynik Shabbos. Ha'igim ma'anik Yom Kippur. Avdem zok deposik. Omratera. Kibdehu b'ksus nekiya. To have a ksus nekiya, have a clean cloak. Now, this is different than Shabbos. Shabbos we had before in the Gemara, the Mashor points is out. That Shabbos we had in the Gemara before, that you ma'anik b'macholin, and you have different clothing that you have in a weekday you have on Shabbos. That's, you have to be machlev your clothing. It doesn't say it has to be nekiah. It doesn't say you have to be nicer. It has to be different. Over here by Yom Kippur, it says it has to be klus nekiah. It has to be, because he can't be ma'anik through Michael. So your ma'anik, the oynig Yom Kippur, is ksus tekiya. And Zok the Ramah, and the Mashal points this out, this is the makor why we wear a vice kitlav of Yom Kippur, to have the ksus tekiya. Yeah. This is the ksus tekiya, to have the clean, the white, clean clothing. That's the k'doish Hashem mechubot. Now the end of the pasuk, v'chibaratoi, what's that going on? That's going back on Shabbos. Rava melahakdim, that means you makdim the su de Shabbos in the daytime. If let's say usually eat it, later, you eat it earlier to be different. Suda Shabbos is different than a regular weekday Suda. If you usually have it early, then have it later. So either because when you have it later, you build your appetite, you're more hungry, or earlier, like this, you're eating early, like this is different, and you satiate yourself quicker. Like us, the shrichlam bisro v'chamro kol yoyma. We, Lamaisa, how am I anik the Shabbos? We have meat and wine every single day. What's going to be unique about Shabbos? B'mayin Shanya, what are we going to be mishana? Omalu, irigilte lakdume. If usually you eat the meal early, achruo. So have it later. Usually you have an early meal in the morning, breakfast, have it later, Shabbos. Irigilte lachure. If usually you have it late, so then akdumu, so make it earlier. Rav Sheshe is Bikito. This is now in the summer. So Rav Sheshe was a Sagi Norvash, says he was blind. So he didn't know when to end the shir. So Moisulul Rabbonon Hecha the Matya Shimsho, he placed the Tamidim around him next to where the sun would hit a certain point where he knows that it's time for them to eat. It's his man achila. So then he stopped the shear. Besitva, in the winter, Moisulul Rabbonon Hecha the Matya Tula, he placed him in a place where it was colder at the time for eating lunch. So there's a shade over there. So he knew that it shouldn't be mitzdar and go over in the shear overtime. So Emeli, being a Sagi Nor, he knew when to stop the shear. So they should go quickly and get themselves, go out and not be mitzdanin and finish the shir. Here we see the lashon of haya is maher, like the Gemara said in the top of the Omid. Then he came into the tabach and he told him by and he said haya. The Gemara said that ashur haya. He said quickly, like we see over here in the lashon of Gemara. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid. Oh, yeah.